Power shot.
Power shot.
This is the final power shot. That's copywritten by Garage Composites, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. We do have that branded.
Brent, I don't know who Brent thinks he is.
Yeah, it's not his name. He stole it from someone else anyhow.
Anyway, this is a final power shot from live in Las Vegas, Amex Blow Floor.
Show winding down, Tony. 4 p.m. here.
4 p.m. We save the best for last.
You talking about the cocktails at the bar?
There's that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we say the best for last.
We're going to do our best to get new thinking out there.
There's going
to
be discussions centered around growth and new thinking.
That's where those great ideas come from, exploring them together.
Nuggets that you can go back and put into your dealership that'll help you make more money.
This is GarageCast.
Rod Lepuznak, thank you so much for ending your show with us.
Yeah, coming on happy over to be here, guys.
Triumph
Motorcycles, man. We're talking a little shop today, and we're going to take this wherever you want to go.
Sure.
How was your show?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, it's just good, I think, following COVID, just to get back with everybody, you know, and it's just nice to see, you know, the dealers back out here, and I think the overall participation at the show has been really, really good.
Yeah.
You know? Great to see our dealers as always, and just the industry, touch base with everybody, you know, hear the excitement, and also I think a little bit of concern for, you know, what's going on for 2024.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about the concern, because the MIC study, the Rolex study, consumer sentiment considerably high, but I think there is concern, certainly from the dealer base, right? They've got some flooring costs that are eating them alive, but what concern are you hearing, Rod?
Well, yeah, definitely I would say, you know, flooring costs is always an issue when things slow down a little bit, and I think off of COVID, with all the brands shipping product, you know, so I would say the jelly bean jar got full of all the colors, you know.
That's awesome. You know?
It got full, or you helped them get it full?
I don't think so. I think if you go back and look, Triumph's done a pretty good job. We probably have the lowest average inventory per dealer, I would say, in the last 10 years, right? So our average is really good. Now, there's always instances in you know, dealers that have challenges, of course. It's a big country.
Yeah.
It's a hard target to hit, but we've really tried to do a good job in monitoring that, and I think the biggest challenge, of course, is rates. You know, the rates have went up so, you know, 12 times in the last, you know, 18 months. And I think that, you know, that's the piece of the puzzle that no one accounted for, right? It's not, I think there overall, there's probably too much inventory, right?
Yeah.
But the biggest piece is the rates. That's what's costing
that,
everybody.
That hardcore payment buyer, that's the guy that really got hurt on this with those rates. Yep. You know, I think the affluent and the high-end bikes are still moving pretty fine. But that sweet spot in the middle that we always banked on,
that's your volume, here. Right?
That's your volume.
Yeah.
Rod, what are you most excited about coming out here as far as Triumph goes? What are you super pumped about?
Oh, man, we have so much to be excited about. There's so much new going on. You know, I think number one, of course, is the motocross thing that we're doing. You know, we've been working on it for 4 years. And then finally last week, I think everybody's seen it. You know, we went out and debuted the bike and our race team at Detroit. And for our guys both to make the main.
Yeah.
You know, when every other brand has a 50-year lead on us is absolutely pretty amazing. You know, I think Triumph as a whole is just honored to be out there with everyone. But to finish sixth with Jalik Swole was, you know, for the company, for our dealers, was super, super cool.
Yep.
Evan Ferry won the LCQ, right? So that was amazing, you know, just to get the bike finally out there for the 40 dedicated people and the thousands of hours we have into building the whole program. You know, we're building a brand new race facility, 170 acres we acquired about an hour south of us at our headquarters in Atlanta. So
yeah,
a full blown new race facility, race shop, machine shop.
Wait, is that down in Noonan? Is
no, it's actually about an hour. It's in Collagen, Georgia.
Okay.
You know, it's about an hour, 10 minutes dead south of Atlanta. Hmm. So that's going on. You know, we're building a new office here in Atlanta as well. And then, I mean, what we all want to talk about is the products, right? So the motocross bike, as I talked about, the new Speed 400 and Scrambler 400, right? Just amazing. First time Triumph's ever had MSF approved bikes. So it opens up a whole new world for us, right? And our dealers.
Who's
right?
Your target on that 400?
Honestly, Sam, everybody. I mean, across the board, it's just, we've never had a bike that somebody could learn on, right? And as we all know, if you learn on it and you have a great experience, most likely you're going to go at least visit a Triumph dealer. So we're excited about that. 300,000 people a year go through MSF. We've never been a part of that equation, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that opportunity for us to bring a much younger buyer in to increase, you know, the amount of Triumphs the Triumph customer will buy in his lifetime.
Yeah.
Along with the motocross piece. It's massive.
I think the target audience on that is 14-year-old girls in Colorado.
15, brother.
15. 15-year-old girls in Colorado.
For the listener out there, my daughter just finished that safety class, and the first, after I put that social post up, Rod was the first person to respond to me. And he said, "Oh man, we'd love to see your daughter on a Triumph.
We got one for you."
Yeah, I know. And my first thought was, you must really need to sell those damn things.
Hey, I want to take care of everybody in our industry. Right?
I love that. Yeah. Smart move.
Yeah. Make sure they're riding what we all love.
That's a good play.
Your and marketing team was like, genius move on that one. So,
and we got Bill
awesome.
Over here in the chair next to you. He's like, "Well, what are we doing? Are we doing the speed? Or are we doing the enduro? What are we doing over here, right?"
We want that perfect fit.
Yeah.
You know?
He just wants he wants the sale. He doesn't give a shit about the perfect fit, right? He wants my daughter on a Triumph, so it's going to happen. We're going to make it happen.
So, Rod, what would you say right now that you would want to make sure dealers are doing in 2024 to ensure that all brands, not just your brand, but all brands are successful?
You know, I think the key for me is, you know, everybody was taking orders for a long time.
Mm. Yeah,
so that was the new normal, right? Now this is the new normal. So how do we get back to that? You know, it's driving traffic. Right. That's the number one thing. You got to get out there and drive traffic. You know, you got to do unique things to make your dealership special. You got to have events. You know what I mean? You got to get people coming through your door, you know, and we see it. The dealers that do that started to go back to those basics, even just that piece going back to that, are being successful. Right. It's the guys who are struggling to get back to those basics. Are challenged more, right? That's where the retail starts, right?
Well, the digital lead is the new door swing.
It
and
is.
I think dealers need to accept the fact that it all starts in the digital landscape, and truly the events bring them into the store other than just make an appointment. Like, well, give me a damn reason to come into the store, and an event will pull people into the store, and that's where the conversion can happen.
Butts on seats, right? Butts on seats. Got to get those butts on seats. So even, you know, from the service part, from the parts, accessories, clothing part, they just got to drive excitement, got to have, you know, get back out to what they used to do prior. I mean, that's square one. That's just, you know, back to basics, you know, I think. And the good thing for us is we got a lot of new product, you know, so that'll drive some new traffic to our dealers. So super excited about that.
You do. We're seeing a spike in an increase back in sport bikes again. Mm-hmm. So smaller displacement sport bikes. I know you guys have a new 600, right?
Yeah, Daytona 660. Yeah, Daytona 660.
That probably a lot of excitement around that one.
Oh, massive excitement. You know, when you look at the MIC data nationally, it's one of the biggest, fastest growing segments, you know, so super strong for us, you know.
Good looking bike.
Great looking bike. Great price point, $9,200, right? Almost 100 horsepower. So really that sweet spot, and, you know, Triumph dealer hasn't had that bike or had that customer. So now it's a whole new piece. So when you add that and then you add the 400s and the motocross bike, and then we've just updated our Tiger 900. And, of course, we're not done yet. There'll be a few more announcements coming up in the next, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks.
Anything you want to reveal here?
Yeah, no, this is the place you want to do it, actually, right here.
Well, nothing you want to throw out there.
Sorry.
Bill, anything you want to throw out there?
I heard it's a side-by-side. You're bringing out a side-by-side.
No,
snowmobile.
No.
Yeah, well.
No, strictly two wheels.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the good thing. There's a lot going on at Triumph. So, you know. The light at the end of the tunnel is bright, you know, and it's great. You know, I think the key piece is we talk about driving traffic. You know, new product drives traffic. We know that, you know, all the numbers show it. So we're definitely going to have an impact. And I think that's what the dealers need.
I would agree. New trophy. It's a new trophy.
No trophies.
We're not bringing it. All right. Hey, so here, last question for you. What's the one thing that we should be talking about in this industry that nobody's paying attention to?
So are you talking from a dealer side or just the industry as a whole?
From a dealer, from a manufacturer, the industry as a whole, what's the one thing we should be talking about that no one's paying attention to?
Well, I could give you a long list. I think, you know, from manufacturer's side, you know, training, I think service training, you know, and really, I think the biggest thing I hear about, you know, from dealers is not being able to get techs. Right.
Mm. You're probably the third person that has said that.
You know, the challenge of that. So how do we collectively, as all the OEMs, get together and just train, you know, that base level mechanic to get them interested in motorcycling? You know, as we all know, guys who start making money on the tech side, they go to auto because they can make more money, right? But somehow the OEMs collectively together need to come up with a program just to get people interested, right? You know, all the young guys or girls out there that don't want to go to a college, they want to go to a tech school, right? How do we do that just to give them that base foundation? I think that all of us, probably 80% that are in this building, you know, that got us inspired into, you know, working on dirt bikes, just having fun. Like, how do we do that again? You know, because I think that's been lost for a long time. And if we don't have that, I think the dealers are going to continue to challenge. And I would say the other one for me is I think the industry as a whole, you know, a thing that I always cherished was, you know, AIM, these indie shows, going to Daytona. You know, we've lost a lot of those events.
Yeah.
As an industry, you know, so you don't.
The connections.
Yeah, you don't have that passion. You don't get this, right? You don't get to come and see everybody, you know. That's a good thing. At least AIM is fighting hard to keep that going. I think that's great. But we need more of that, right? More getting everybody to play in the same sandbox, I think, is one of the things that was always super cool and special about our industry. You know, it was always amazing. And it started to die off before COVID. You know, but now you really see it. We lost the International Motorcycle Show, right? Indy's gone. All those cool things that we grew up in the industry with, we really don't have anymore.
I think it's great, and it's and we've said this a couple times. It's a testament that you got high level here.
Yeah.
When it's not just a marketing team or, you know, I sent out my lowest level salesperson to there just to kind of bring it, you know, check the box.
We attended.
Yeah. When you're here and you can talk to people from the manufacturer, super cool. And I hope that the manufacturers that are listening to this that didn't show up hear it, and let's get everybody here.
Yeah, it's good for the industry. You know, the more we can get here. And, you know, the cool thing about it is when every OEM's here, it makes the dealers feel good, right?
Because
it adds the excitement. It makes them passionate again, right? It gets everybody excited. So, you know, whatever we can do as an industry, and I know, you know, the MIC is really fighting hard for that. You know, Sin does a great job. She did an amazing job putting out. She puts a ton of energy and excitement in this, and the show's definitely improved. But we got to continue as an industry on that. I think is to me is one of the biggest things, because you got to nurture all those young guys out there that want to do what we're doing, right?
Seriously, and I'll tell you what, I don't need any help getting excited about this industry.
Me either.
But I come to this damn show, and it's hard not to just run around like a little kid.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable. So I those words resonate very strongly with me. So I think we need to get everybody here. Make this the dealership. Make this the place to be moving forward. So
this should be like EICMA, right? For us.
You heck know?
Totally.
Dude, thanks for taking time. Thanks for joining us
today.
Awesome,
guys. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Rod, thanks for stopping by. Hey, man, this is it. Show's over.
Show is over.
Let's go home. It's time for a cocktail. That's it. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Thank you for coming. All right, cool. For Rod Lepuzinak, Sam Dantzler, I'm Tony Gonzalez. This is the final sign-off from AIM Expo in Las Vegas.
Hot shots.
Hot shots, baby. Hope you guys are having a fantastic whatever day it is, because we're just going to release these out all over the
place.
We're
going to pepper the next 2 weeks.
Hope you're having a great day. We'll see you next year at AIM Expo.
Take care.